It's time for Bath County Basketball on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com. Tonight's game brought to you by Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, Family Discount Drugs, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, your Scott Family McDonald's, Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Home, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the Owingsville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank, Powell Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, Shorty's Quick Stop, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owingsville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owingsville Service, Sterling Healthcare, and Swartz Mowing. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome in here to Powell County as the Bath County Lady Cats on the road to take on the Lady Pirates of Powell County. I'm Todd Waits, joined alongside by Davey Moore. Coach Moore made his hike up here, literally.
Yes.
Twice.
It's a haul up here.
We're at the top of the gym. If you've ever been to the gym at Powell County, I can touch the rafters, literally.
Yes, we can.
And we're above the fan. I'm looking out across and I see the fan.
The big fan.
Not a fan.
Yeah, the big fan that circulates to keep the place cool.
I don't think they need that tonight, though.
No, they're not going to need that tonight. This gym's been here a while. I played in this gym back in the 80s, and it's like this is still the same configuration over on this side. They've still got the bench seating on up top, but they've replaced the lower seating, looks like. So.
Yeah, they got the chairs on the far side, yeah. And then they got the pull-out bleachers on the far side on the top. But over here, it's still the old bleachers.
Yeah, not many back
kind of like our middle school.
Yeah, not many back in the day had the chair backs.
Well, so,
should be a good ball game tonight, though.
You know, it's two teams you kind of look at. You know, Powell County, they're just a little shade over 500, playing the 14th. They've played some decent competition, much like Bath County.
Yes,
but,
they have.
You know, they went in a little Christmas tournament. They went on a little bit of a run, kind of getting themselves built up. Just now getting themselves back under, you know, in the second half of the season, so to speak, the after Christmas churn. A lot of the 14th region teams, especially within their region and district, are in the All-A Classic right now.
Yep.
So Powell County's kind of like us. We're too big for that.
Yep.
We're too big for the play with the big boys, but yet we're too small to play with the little kids. So
Powell played in the 2A, and they lost in the first round to Mason, who wound up winning that sectional, I guess is what they call it. Mason went on to win, but it's like they played Mason close, only got beat by 9. So, like I say, this should be a really good ball game. Looking at some of the teams that they've beat and the scores they've laid out, this should be an evenly matched game. They've got two scores in double figures, kind of like we do, and everybody else seems to be role players, so it should be a good matchup.
Well, the one thing that's always been our question mark all season long is, you know, what depth do we have?
Exactly.
You know, how many are we going to be able to pull off the bench? You know, what quality players can we get to come in and fill the gaps? Can we stay out of foul trouble? And all those questions will be answered in about an hour and so.
Yes, it will.
But, you know, starting off, our starting five is solid as any starting five you'll get. After that, you kind of don't know what you're going to get. You're going to get a Josie Reed who comes in and kind of that six girl spot, and you know, she can light it up, but then sometimes, you know, you're losing size when you have to bring her in, because we're not gifted in that area right now. You're going to look at probably an eighth grader in Kyra Fareed starting once again in the center spot. So
they're playing probably a lot of minutes tonight as well, due to the lack of depth at that position tonight. Like I say, we won't go into it, but you know, tough road test, you know, coming back, haven't played since what, December
28th?
December 30th.
30th.
Got beat by Father Ryan. I looked up on Max Preps, and according to Max Preps, Father Ryan was undefeated going into that game against Bass. Still undefeated, I guess, so. But they hadn't updated. Father Ryan may have got beat in that tournament, I don't know. But So they play some good competition down there. Hopefully that got them prepared. But again, they've been sitting for a while without, you know, playing somebody else. So let's see if how rusty we might be.
Well, you know, that's always tough. How do you respond after having a break? Are you rusty? Are you shooting? You know, what's your defense going to be like? Do you kind of become complacent because you know the tendencies of your guards that you're guarding and your bigs that you're getting in practice? And, you know, this real live action, it's totally different. You're going to have different skill sets. You're going to have girls that you're going to think, oh, they really can't shoot, and they knock the eyes out. And you, oh, I wonder if they don't have a post move and they pull off a nasty, you know, move on the inside. So you just don't know sometimes.
And, you know, back in the day, Powell played, you play real physical and strong in the 14th region, so that's something you got to look out for as well. Again, you talked on it there a while ago about being in game shape, really. I only been practicing, but games are different. So you get in the flow and hopefully be able to pull out a victory on the road tonight.
Absolutely. As the Bath County Lady Cats, Powell County Lady Pirates, we set to square off here in just a little bit. We're going to take this opportunity to step back to studio here, a word from a couple of sponsors. You're listening to Bath County Lady Cat Warm-Up right here on WKCA. We'll return courtside in about a minute.
It's Furniture World Superstore's New Year's sale. Incredible New Year's savings, plus interest-free financing for up to 2 years with zero down payment. Start your new year right and save on the newest looks for every room and mattresses. Plus, get interest-free financing for up to 2 years with zero, zilch, zip, nothing down. The New Year's sale at Furniture World Superstore, 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Close Sunday.
This is Robert Pruitt.
And I'm Megan Morton with the Owingsville Banking Company. We want to wish the Wildcats, Lady Cats, band, and cheerleaders good luck for the 2023-2024 Bath County basketball season.
Come visit us for your financial needs at the historic Owings House on Main Street in Owingsville, to our branches at the Miller Shopping Plaza and Bethel Branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back here, Powell County High School, as Bath County Lady Cats getting set to take on the Powell County Lady Pirates. And Dave, you kind of touched on this just a little bit ago. Looking back over some of these scores that Powell County's put up, they played some pretty tough competition. They played Paintsville, got them by about 40. Danville Christian, who's pretty good also down there in that Paintsville Holiday Classic, got them by 16, and then Harlan. Another team. So they kind of really stepped out of their comfort zone playing those teams. But you look, they lost by nine to a pretty good Morgan County squad. They lost by nine to Mason County. They defeated Garrett County. Even in some of their losses, you know, 4 and 5 points. So, you know, they're able to put points on the board.
They've been right in the ball games. You know, again, I think it's going to be a very similar matchup with these two teams that seem to be a lot alike. I think, you know, the keys to the ball game, I think number one tonight is going to be, you know, it's got to be foul trouble, because with the bench being a little bit thinner tonight. So I think that's one of the key things. You're on the road. You don't know what kind of whistle you're going to get. You know, it's not always sometimes favorable when you're on the road and you're out of region. So you don't know about that. So you got to be careful about that. So it'll be interesting to see how Collier plans on playing defense. I'm sure he's going to mix it up a little bit like he always does and try to keep his girls out of foul trouble.
That's your Ira Kubern opening arguments. Attorney at law out in Salt Lick. His opening arguments. Check with us at tonight's halftime. We'll have our checking in with the jury, and then we'll have our final verdict in tonight's postgame. Also have some other players of the awards of the game as well in the postgame, as you have your R.L. Cottle offensive player of the game, your Schwartz Mulling unsung hero, and your Downtown Athletic Club defensive player of the game. Looking back over this Powell County roster, they've got 3 seniors, 8 juniors.
A lot of experience.
No sophomores, 2 freshmen, and an eighth grader.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you go by that, I mean, if they've all played, they've got a pretty strong junior class.
They've got the check mark. They got the advantage on experience for sure. But, you know, that doesn't always pan out. You don't know how, you know, if these girls have been playing all the way through or whatnot. So, you know, another key tonight is going to have to rebound like always, be strong on the board, and take care of the basketball.
I always find it so interesting when I look back at, you know, our stats, and you know that Ashton is such a good scorer for us. But what really goes unnoticed is how well she rebounds, especially out of that guard spot. It's kind of like Zach Otis. They both of them were undersized at their guards spots, but they had a knack for knowing where that basketball was going to be and how to get to it. And she comes in, you know, into the game.
She's our leading rebounder, 6.9 a game.
6.9, and then, you know, you got Fareed right behind her, 5.7. But, you know, your leading scorer and your leading rebounder is all in one person. I mean, she's scoring just a shade under 20, French at 12, and then it kind of drops off. And we've seen players like Jerrica Norris she's averaging just a tick below 6 at 5.6. We've seen her have 20-point games.
Yep.
We know that she's got that, and, you know, sometimes getting her confidence going, seeing a few of those shots go through early, really can help her. But, you know, we're going to see what Coach Collier's got up his sleeve, what kind of defense. He's really prided himself on what these girls have been able to do defensively this season, getting up and down the floor and creating turnovers and turning that into offense. The less we have to think on offense, the better we are scoring.
Exactly.
And that's been his mantra all year, and it's worked. You know, these Lady Cats that came out, and they've looked pretty good. At times, they've kind of played to the level of competition. You know, for example, the Round County game, they should have probably opened that up early and kept the lead, but they allowed Round County to hang around. They can't allow Powell County to do that tonight.
No, you get a chance to put somebody down, you got to keep them down and leave them there, not give them a chance and give them opportunities and hope and give them confidence that they can stay in and actually maybe win the ball game. So we've got to be careful about things like that. You know, again, you know, you brought up rebounding. Their top rebounder is their guard as well, Cottle. She's averaging 8.7 rebounds. She leads them in scoring at 22. Romans is second in scoring at 13. So a lot of similarities between these two teams, as we've already talked about. Looks like Powell's going to go with three guards and two forwards in their starting lineup. With Cottle, Reed, Strange, Romans, and centers, so their scoring drops off dramatically after the top two. So, you know,
they're looking for their third option as well.
Yes, they are. You know, did you go by the old philosophy? Back in the day, Adolph Rupp, when they play LSU and Pistol Pete, they said let Pistol Pete score as many as he wants, stop everybody else, and that's how they would beat LSU. So, you know, do you do that philosophy in the high school as well? You know, I don't know, but you don't want anybody to score on you, so you want to put a defensive effort tonight and hold them to as few points as possible and come out with a tough road victory.
Do you think that type of philosophy would work in today's game?
It would not. It would definitely not work in today's game. Of course, you know, back then there was no shot clock, no three-pointer, so, but that was always his philosophy, and, you know, and he would win games 96 to 90 and stuff like that. You know, they put points on the board back then, but again, now it would not work today. I'd be interested to see, a couple of times we have seen teams try to box in one or try to chase Ashton if possible. I wonder if you see that tonight. I don't know if Collier will chase Cottle, but maybe if it comes down to it towards the end, so you just never know. So it'd be really interesting to see the matchup. Looks like Powell has a few bigger players than we've got. So, again, blocking out and rebounding is going to be a key.
Well, you know that they're going to be well-coached, both teams.
Yes.
They're both going to be prepared for the other one as far as starting it up. It's what happens between the two bells, between the buzzers, what happens tonight. You know, when you go out of region, you go into the 14th, as we are tonight, you're going to get officials you're not familiar with.
Yep.
They're not familiar with you. You're not familiar with them. I kind of like that, especially like when we get into the region, you get those out of region officials. Because there's been times that, you know, an example, and Ashton Barrett would get a call because of a 16th region official. Well, I can't fail her out. She's their best player.
Yep.
And I've actually heard officials say that.
Yeah, that's been said before, yeah.
And, so, you know, not necessarily Ashton, but I'm just using her because, you know, she's one of our better players, you know. But, you know, you wonder how that plays out. You know, how tight is it going to be? How loose is it going to be? Are they going to let them play in the paint? You know, you and I, when we do some of those 16th region games, we can look at the officials and go, it's going to be tough one in the paint tonight. Not going to be many whistles, or, well, let's be prepared. We're going to be here all night.
We don't know the tendencies of these three right here, so.
As getting closer and closer to tip off in this one, As we're going to step away, take a break, and send it back to the studio, hear a word from some sponsors. You're listening to Bath County Lady Cat Warm-Up right here on WKCA.
If I told you adding BioRed Plus products to your feeding program would improve your livestock, would you believe it? It's true, and it's available at Southern States Owingsville Service. Use BioRed Plus products or BioRed Plus tubs to improve gut health and reduce stress. This improves your animal, not your feed. Efficient weight gain with reduced treatments and death loss means higher profit. Find out more at BioReg.com or at Southern States Owingsville Service, a farmer-owned cooperative since 1923.
What's your favorite reason to stop by Shorty's Quick Stop on US 60 east of Salt Lick? Is it because they have the best gas prices around? Or is it because of the weekday lunch specials? Or is it the full menu of sandwiches, salads, burgers, and pizza? Or is it the full breakfast menu every day? Whatever your reason, you can't go wrong when you stop in Shorty's Quick Stop on US 60 east of Salt Lick across from the Mulch. Open 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekdays, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. Shorty's Quick Stop, where cheap gas and great food bring friends together.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains and strains at both locations, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
This is Andrew Owens with the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes. Sports teams know that success is not what you dream of. It's what you work for. That's our philosophy at the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes. Every member of our team works hard, filling their individual roles so that our team can serve you and your family's needs during a most difficult time. You can check out our website at mrgfh.com or call 674-6345, and we can assist you with all your needs. We wish the Bath County Wildcats a great season from the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes.
Attention farmers and agribusiness owners. Are you looking for a bank that understands your unique financial needs? Look no further than People's Bank of Kentucky. We specialize in agriculture banking, meaning we provide a wide range of financial products and services tailored to meet the needs of farmers and agribusiness owners just like you. We offer personalized services to ensure that you get the support you need to thrive. Visit our website at peoplesbankofky.com. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Thinking of your home heating for this winter? Just call the pros at Clark Propane Plus and get the service you deserve. We're locally owned and our staff has over 50 years of service to our community. From tank to appliance, propane is all we do. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Visit one of our showrooms in Winchester or Flemingsburg. Or call us and talk to a real person, not a machine. Clark Propane Plus, Winchester and Flemingsburg.
Davey getting ready to tip this one up here in just a few moments. The starting lineups have been announced. I'm not able to know what they're doing out there.
I'm
going to
say
the ball.
Either 1,000 points or 500 rebounds would be my guess. I don't know. That's the Cottle girl, so probably either 1,000 or 1,500 points. I don't know how long she's a senior. I don't know how long she's been doing it. So
I think Collier was trying to take her arm off.
Looks like it there. He was trying to. Kind of hurt her a little bit before the game started. So,
pull her elbow out of socket.
Real quick on Powell County, it's odd not to see Coach Jones down there on the sideline. He coached basketball and volleyball here for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
A really good coach, but he was really well liked in this community and Powell County. And it's just not to say he passed away last year. It's just not the same to see him out there on the court with these girls.
You know, I've always enjoyed coming over when the football team or even the basketball teams come over to be able to come to Powell County, because you always kind of feel like you're coming home. You know, Menifee County is one of those. Coming into Powell County is always like that. But, you know, lights are out here. I can see my reflection, so I know I'm not alone because I see you.
That's not a good picture of my looking at that. So I'll turn those lights back on quickly. So.
As our starting lineups are being announced out there. But, you know, this is a Bath County squad that, you know, they're confident, regardless of who they lace it up against, will be able to come out and get a win. Lots of basketball going on in the community. The girls picked up a game. They'll be playing Friday night at home, playing West Jessamine. Hopefully, we'll try to see if maybe we can get that game as well. I know the middle school has Elliott County coming in tomorrow night for the boys. They'll 6th, 7th, and 8th grade.
That'll be a good matchup.
5:30, 6:30, and roughly 7:30 between the games, but they're in Owingsville. So, you know, lots of basketball will be going on the next couple of nights, and then the girls go on the road on Saturday as they travel in to pick on the Lady Generals of Lafayette. So, all getting ready to be tipped up down there.
We've got our usual lineup of French and Barrett at the guards, Crouch and Norris at the forwards, and Freed jumping up in center.
Cottle goes up, tips it into the hands of Barrett for Bath County. Barrett takes it to the right wing, and we're on our way. Bath County moving left to right to start tonight's contest. Give him a water bottle all the way. I was walking half the court. As we were in the rafters, for real.
Looks like Powell started out in the zone. We've already turned it over.
To French in the corner, and it's stolen away by Centers. She gets him into front court, gives a bounce pass over to Romans. Romans looking, still looking now, gives it over to Cottle. Cottle works. Double team, triple team. Had the ball knocked away, throws it out. It's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Bath County.
Bath in a very aggressive man-to-man defense to start the ball game.
Barrett, a 2,000-point scorer for Bath County, so you know she can put points on the board.
She's also a good defensive player. She's a really good on-ball defender, so it's odd to see Bailey guarding the ball, so that may switch up later on.
And you know maybe it's to keep her from getting early fouls.
Yeah, maybe.
As Fareed commits a foul down low as the lights are flickering here in the gymnasium. Strange. We'll go to the line.
They gave it to, they gave us foul to Ashton Barrett. Was she even down there?
I didn't think so. That's one way to take her out quick. So missing first free throw. Second one is good, though, as making one of two in that exchange was strange.
Yeah, you see where Powell's looking to take advantage of their size.
To Barrett, to Norris, inside. They go to Fareed at the right block, puts down a dribble up off the glass a little hard, but makes it stick home.
Good take.
2-1.
Right,
Bath County leads. 7 minutes left to go. Bath County can ill afford empty trips and long scoring droughts. They get it out to Romans, gives it to the corner, driving in to the baseline, kicking in. Now out to the left wing is Powell. Elbow jumper up off the mark. Missed there by Reed. As Barrett pulls the rebound, throws the outlet pass down to French. Too long, out of bounds. So we got a player down in Fareed.
Can ill afford that tonight.
I don't know if she collided with somebody. She gets up. A little ginger. I don't know if she kind of banged knees or what.
Reed, quick in the ball game for French. She did not do what she was supposed to do on the defensive end, be my guess.
So Powell County's going to walk it up in the front court. Crossing the timeline with it is Reed. Gives it up to the foul line, cutting back doors. Cottle goes a little Euro step, and they call a travel on her.
I don't know that she needed to take that Euro step. She had a wide open look there, I thought. But, hey, I don't have a problem with that.
You know, and
they're watching too much TV, I think. Or
she's watching too much Caitlin Clark.
Yep, exactly.
Over to Reed on the left wing. Reed just catches and passes out to Norris straight away. Three is up, bouncing, no good. Rebound comes off as it's claimed there by Emily Reed, a foul. Back the other direction. She dribbles all the way up. She's got to be careful. She brings that ball up to about her chest and almost holds it for a second.
Yep.
They'll get her for a carry. Says Emily Reed for Powell. Bath County knocks it out of bounds. It'll still be Powell basketball. To get it in to Cottle. Cottle takes it all the way in, goes all the way up, lays it up and in. 3-2. Just around the outstretched arms of Fareed. Barrett back the other direction.
That wasn't very good defense by Bath right there. Nobody stopped the ball.
Norris up top, loaded in low to Fareed.
Good catch.
She gathers it. Left-handed shot up, good.
Good move.
She works so good on that left hand.
Nice post move right there. Tough catch. It was a tough entry pass, and she made it. Nice catch. I thought she was going to kick it back out. But
better watch out. Coach Williams down there, he'll be trying to eye her and get her out on that softball field catching like that. Floater up, caught on the baseline. It's good. Powell County's pinball is back on top, 5-4, 5:21 left to go, opening quarter.
Nice move, a nice shot.
Barrett takes it coast-to-coast, up off the glass. No good. Rebound comes off. Barrett gets it. Kicks it up to Norris. Over to Reed. Three, the left wing is up. Bouncing, no good. Rebound is claimed in there on the inside by Centers. Stolen away by Barrett. She comes back into the paint. Nearly has it taken away. She gets a shot up. I thought she was going to be call for a travel because she took a step or two but did not. Ball knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Powell. It'll be Bethany ball.
Bailey back into the ball game. Replaces for Fareed.
Reed's still kind of
still limping.
Still limping a little. Bethany triggers it to French out on that right wing. She's now got the top key to Reed on that left side. Reed throws it up top to Barrett between the circles. Barrett looking to make a move. Now gives it to French on that right wing. Back up top to Reed. Over to Barrett on the left wing. Barrett deep three is up. And it's good. 7-5. Bath County leads it by 2. 4:39 left to go in the opening quarter.
Nice shot by Ashton there. Good patience on the offense, too.
Cottle between the circles. Gets around Reed. Gets all the way to the right. Lays it up. No good. But she was fouled. We'll whistle that one on Crouch on the baseline.
I called Bailey French.
I'm going to say French.
We're 0-2 on these.
Well, the one that I thought was the fouling.
It looked like to me she was shooting a layup, but they're saying nope on the floor. So I'll take that as well.
Must have got her about the time she crossed the foul line or something then. As Barrett knocks that ball away on the entry pass, they were trying to force it to centers. Barrett lead pass up to French. French takes it, lays it up off the glass. 9-5, Bethany on top by 4. 4:20 left to go in the opening quarter.
Good look ahead by Ashton there. Again, Bath looking to get it out quickly.
Cottle comes across the timeline. Romans sets a pick. Cottle gives it up. Romans now has between the circles. Drives all in. Nice look down low. Shot up. Good. As putting it in was Strange. As Bath County's coaching staff calls for a timeout, a 30-second variety, as we will hold it right here. 9-7. Bath County leading it by 2. As good as Bath County has looked on some possessions, like that last one, just completely out of zone. They were trying to jump the passing lane and just allowed a wide open layup.
Looks like Collier's wanting to trap the ball screen whenever Cottle's got it, and it got back to who to get back to. It got back to Romans, who took two or three dribbles and found Strange down on the blacktop because we were out of around the block because we were out of rotation there. So I'm sure that's the reason Collier called that timeout. He was not happy with that defensive sequence right there.
4 minutes left to go in the opening quarter. We made it halfway through this first quarter. 9-7, Bethany leading it by 2 on the road here in Stanton, taking on the Lady Pirates of Powell County. As Reed inbounds it into the hands of Barrett, gives it to French out on that left wing, to Reed between the circles. Reed throws it over to Barrett on the right side.
Nice
look. Catching French, cutting back door. She lays it up and is fouled. Romans commits the personal, the first on the Lady Pirates.
Good backdoor cut by French there, and a nice look by Ashton as well.
So Bailey at the line for 2. Dribble down, free throw in and out. Rattled halfway down and popped back out.
Did everything but go in. It touched all the cylinder, half the net, popped back out.
French second free throw on its way. Nothing at the bottom. Makes it a 3-point Bath County lead. 3:48 left to go. Opening quarter. As they will come back the other direction. Yes. Emily Reed dribbles into front court. Going to be fouled by Reed.
A little over aggressive.
This is the second time we've had a Reed matchup.
Reed matchup. A little over aggressive on our defense right there.
So Fareed will return. Josie Reed will check out. So we're back to one Reed on the floor. Cottle looking to trigger. No look over there. Gives it back to Cottle. Back to Strange. Now the Romans deep three right sides. Up, no good. Barrett with the rebound for Bath County. Comes racing up this left side. Sitting in the front court. Goes down. She was about to walk and turn it over. Lost it out of bounds. And I'll say it was last touched by
two
centers.
Two very favorable calls for us right there on one play.
Take it in to Barrett. She catches it, pops it up, 12-7, Bath County leading.
Nice inbounds play right there by the Lady Cats.
Sometimes I wonder if our speed has gotten faster than the eyes of the officials. As Barrett gambled up top, nearly got a steal. They give it over to Cottle. She curls around, kicks it out. Romans with it on that right wing. Now to the foul line, centers. She goes to make a move, and she's fouled.
This one has to be Crouch, doesn't it?
Yes. That one is Crouch. That's the fourth foul on the Lady Cats.
It's Kaylee's first I've gotten. That's what they've got on the board.
So they're looking to inbound, free down low, turning up and in. It's Romans.
She did a screen across block to block, and then she backed, she posted Bailey French up on the switch. Got an easy bucket.
So give it to French out on the right wing. She throws it to Crouch. Now to Barrett. She goes along the baseline. Misses the shot, gets her own board. Goes up again. Misses it second time. Rebound comes off, goes to the floor. They're going to go out of bounds. They're going to say last touch for Bath County as Barrett touched the out of bounds line.
Yep. Good hustle there.
She got two of the rebounds on two of her misses. So
made a
almost had three.
Made 20 a 22 footer and missed two right at point blank. That's, that happens though. Here they go, going to double again.
Reed has it taken away by Norris. He finds Barrett. Barrett catches it, takes three steps and lays it in. 14-9.
You get the NBA call here, I guess. That,
is Barrett going to be with the first second personal on that reach in? I'm guessing.
Well, call that on Bailey French.
I got that one on
That'd be her second by my book, but they didn't put that one on the board. Should be shooting two.
So Reed's going to come in. French will check out.
Should be two shots.
That's what they're trying to tell him.
Coach, I don't know if you saw him, but he was motioning with his hands saying, we're shooting two, we're shooting two.
Coach Marion was really wanting that one.
And she
coddles up and good with her first free throw.
She's a 70% free throw shooter. We don't want to foul Roman's 30. She's an 80% free throw shooter, by the way.
Second free throw for Coddle up, no good. Rebounds off, though. Just blocked out. Fareed did strange, got the rebound. Roman's, he's one straight away, no good. Barrett gets another rebound for Bath County. She comes left-handed dribble center of the court, gets all the way down, kicks over to Reed. Now back to Barrett in the corner. Up top to Norris. She loads a three up straight away, in and out, no good. Rebound comes off, and they're going to get Fareed for over the back.
Be her first foul by my book, which, again, this is shooting two. These guys haven't gotten used to the five fouls of shooting two yet either.
They haven't been listening to our broadcast.
We finally got it down. Now they're trying to confuse us.
I thought maybe they changed the rule after Christmas or something. Maybe they throw up and good. Strange made the first. 1:56 left to go in the quarter. Second free throw up and good. Makes it a 2-point game, 14-12. Bath County the other direction. Barrett comes across the center of the timeline with it between the circles. Gives the pass over to Norris on the right side. Loves in the crouch. Catching back door is Fareed laying it up and in. 2 more points in the book for her, 16-12.
Nice look by Kaylee Crouch there. You get that ball in the middle of that 2-3 zone, and it just messes everything up. Bass gone to a little half-court zone now themselves. 1-3-1.
Coddle loses the ball, nearly taken away. Barrett dives for it down on the floor.
I thought it went off Coddle's foot for an over and back. But
it did, but they didn't call it.
It must be a long two for
Reed for a long two. I couldn't really tell where she was at with her angle here.
Yeah, I couldn't either. But I could have swore that ball went off Coddle's foot.
It did. But I also saw Barrett take three steps and had to go too.
I saw Free just take three right there as well. So I guess you get an extra step in 14th region. I like that.
Back the other direction, Coddle. I thought she double dribbled with it. She caught it with both hands, put down a dribble.
It's only a suggestion in this region, in this game.
As Centers gives it up to Coddle. Over to Romans in the corner. Back out to Coddle. She puts down a dribble down to 40 seconds left to go in the quarter. Coddle has Barrett, kind of Bath County shading her. Now they give a pass to the foul line. How did they go through those two? Norris gets the rebound on a bad miss from Centers. Barrett finally picks it up as it was just kind of bouncing across the court. 20 seconds left to go in the quarter.
Looks like Bass can hold it for the last one.
Barrett makes a move at 17. Barrett takes it, lays it up in the end. I kind of was like you. I thought they were going to go for one.
She went quick, so she saw a lane and she went after it.
Well, if they're going to give it to you, you'll take it. Coddle pushing back the other direction. With 2 seconds, going to be bumped out on the wing, and is that going to be on Reed or is it going to be on Crouch? It's on Reed.
It's on Reed. It's her second.
Crouch was the next wave, so.
Puts Coddle back to free throw line.
With 1.3, chance for a score at the clock stop. 1-2 in her exchanges tonight. It's 2-3 now. Makes it a 5-point game, 20-15. So Gordon in, Reed out. Second free throw call is good as well. 20-16 makes it a 4-point contest. Barrett, too late on the heave, kind of took her time when she got that one inbounded from three-quarter court. 20-16, Bath County leads it by 4 after one quarter of basketball. We'll send it back to studio, hear a word from some sponsors. You're listening to Bath County Lady Cat Basketball right here on WKCA, of course.
Just like you, Sherry's Pizza House supports Bath County Athletics. And just like you, they know good food. No matter what you order at Sherry's, you'll love it. Pizza, pasta, subs, all are great. Burgers, salads, chicken strips, they're all great too. Choose dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Catering is available for large orders. And Sherry's honors school pricing. Call 674-2231. That's 674-2231. Sherry's Pizza House, Miller Plaza, Owingsville.
You know, nowadays it seems like nothing is built to last. Like phones, appliances, cars, computers. But the new Michelin Defender 2 tire is designed to outlast. With a quiet and comfortable ride, you'll have the confidence you need on the roads, whether they're wet or dry. So goodbye to short-lived and hello to something that lasts.
Shop Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmont Drive, Mount Sterling.
What was that Southern Rock team? Wasn't it? Or Southern Rock band? Wasn't it? Leonard Skinner, give me 3 steps.
Give me 3 steps.
That's the theme of this officiating crew tonight. As Powell County will get the ball to start this second quarter. Bath County with a 4-point lead. They get it inbound at the Cottle. Bath County. Looks like they're in a 1-1-2-1 half court.
They're trying to trap here every now and then, but I don't think you can trap Cottle. I think some of these other girls you might trap.
Cottle gets it all the way to the rack, little scoop shot up and in. Makes it a 2-point game.
Official raised his hand. I thought he was going to call a foul, but he's.
I think he was just stretching.
Just stretching. Get to see if my arm is still loose. I don't.
It's Freed with a long shot from the right side. No good. Barrett gets the rebound. Nobody blocks her out. Takes it. Puts it back in. 22-18.
That's Freed's first miss of the night.
And I'm not going to say it's out of her range, but that was a little longer than I would have anticipated for her to take it.
I thought it was a good look. It was just a little quick. They hadn't really done
it. Didn't have anybody there to rebound. Cottle, quick shot the other direction. Three's up, no good. Rebound tips around. Roman's on the baseline. Turns, kicks it out centers. Now up top, Cottle. Cottle driving to the lane.
Nice
drive.
Pass.
Shot up, no good. Rebound comes off, but Cottle gets it back. Puts it in after the Napier miss. Both of these teams being relentless on their offensive side of glass.
I thought Gordon committed the foul on the shot there, but no call.
That
was kind of an aggressive takeaway there as well.
It's Crouch. Cottle stops, spot free throw jumper, tying it up at 22s.
She's got a good-looking jump shot. She may be 2,000-point scorer in that basketball. Who knows? She's got a good-looking shot. Her and Ashton are very comparable.
It's between the circles, and she's one of those we talk about. She's got the basketball look. She had it when she came in the gym.
Another nice look.
They just feed her, and she puts it in.
Nice screen buck. I think it was Gordon there that gave her the opening look.
I think those two might have played ball together a little bit. What do you think?
Probably so. And we've got to watch the baseline in this defense that we're in.
Now they finally kind of realized it. Gordon caught it on this side. Norris got it on the other side. Got to watch this backside. That's what I'm most worried about. It. That's where they get it. Roman's three is up. And out, no good.
It looked good.
Barrett rebound. Comes back the other direction. Gets all the way down. And we'll have a blocking foul.
Blocking foul. Number 11.
Just couldn't get her feet in front of her was Emily Reed.
It's her first. It's only the team's first of the quarter. Bailey back into the ball game. Her and, Josie Reed's on the base. So Bailey's in with 2 fouls. So.
Bath County inbounds it backcourt to the hands of Barrett. She walks across timeline. 5:55 left to go in the half. 24-22, Bath County up by 2. Norris in the corner. Wanted to go up 3, didn't. Back to French.
Nice
comes
look,
inside
nice.
To Freed. She missed it. Gets her own board. She goes back up. No good, but she traveled.
Ooh. I'm not sure about that, but And who am I to question officials? Todd, here we go.
Cottle, Andrew Frankel gets it up. And say, get it back inside. Nice shot up, no good, as that was missed by Cook. Gets her on board. It's tied up, jump ball. I was nervous every time I hear a whistle.
Yeah. I thought Ashton might got away with a small push in her back, but lucky that Cook didn't finish that because she had a nice look at the right at the basket.
As Norris throws it over to Barrett. Barrett, three, right side is up. It's good. You give her a spot of daylight, yeah. She can. 27-22, Bath County stretches lead back out to five.
She already has 14 points.
Cottle loses it. Norris goes down to the floor. They throw it around. Barrett knocks it out of bounds as it was picked up by Napier, trying to get it back to Cottle. You can definitely tell where they know that their bread is buttered with Cottle.
Yes, for sure.
Cottle lobs it into the foul line, kicks it back out to Romans, back to centers. She goes all the way down. Freed going to be whistled for the foul.
It'll be Freed second. That just wasn't very good defense right there.
She allowed the girl to get around her, and instead of trying to get back in front, she just tried to play defense from behind, and that usually doesn't result in good things.
No, if you get to that point, you just let her go, and then she airballed it, so maybe it was a good foul.
Now, this will either be as pure as pure can be, or take the backboard off.
Yeah.
Center's second free throw rolls off.
Nice
no
rebound. Good strong rebound by Freed there.
Barrett directing traffic. She comes into front court. Sees a little crease. Takes it all the way to the rack. Lays it up too hard. Rebound comes off Romans. Gives it over to Cottle. She comes into front court. She sees a crease. Dribbles all the way over to the left corner. Throws a pass out and stolen away by French. French couldn't hold on to it. Goes out of bounds. Centers was the intended target.
Good hustle by Bailey there. Collier, I think, was looking for a foul.
Centers looking to inbound. Looks. Bounces in to Cottle. They ain't very forceful with their passes.
No. Their passes are not strong. They're pretty weak. Again.
French kicked it into the stands.
Wide right. On the field goal attempt.
Yes. But as close as some of the kickers we saw in college football this year.
Ain't that the truth?
Speaking of college kickers, one of the Bath County connections will be kicking at Louisville next year.
Yes, he will.
Cooper Rambier.
I never saw him live in high school, but I saw plenty of video and watched him.
Saw him live twice. And like you, lots of video and clips.
He's got a strong leg.
Absolutely. As 30-second timeouts being called by Powell County, as 4-9 remaining here in the quarter, 27-22, Bath County leads. Back in 30 seconds right here on WKCA.
Powell Funeral Home, 39 Main Street, Salt Lick, and owner Robbie Powell is pleased to help sponsor Bath County High School Sports on WKCA Radio. Powell Funeral Home is the oldest continuously owned funeral home in Bath County, operated by the Powell family since 1935. They serve Bath and surrounding counties with cremation as well as traditional funerals from simple to extravagant. Powell Funeral Home offers pre-funding plans including the Investor Heritage Life Insurance Company. Want to know more? Contact Robbie Powell, funeral director at 683-2871.
Welcome back here at Powell County High School. 27-22, Bath County leads it by five over the Lady Pirates. Lady Pirates inbound underneath their own basket. They get it in to Reed. She gives it up to Cottle out high. She's got it just right at the jump circle. Bounce pass over to Romans out on that right wing. Romans looking, now puts down a dribble. Gives it out to centers. She dribbles to the right wing. Picked up a dribble. Up top they go. And then Norris jumps past lanes. They try to force it back over to Cottle. Norris coast to coast. Lays it up too hard. Rebound off to Rice. Nobody picks her up. She comes dribbling back into front court. Finally picks up her dribble. They're going to throw it over to Cottle. And then it's knocked away. I thought it was maybe kicked by French, but Barrett gets it. Right-handed layup. Lays it in. 29-22. Cottle back the other direction with it now for Powell County.
Those weak passes by Powell are starting to catch up with them. They still act like they don't know what to do against this defense.
To get to Romans, she shoves a three up from the right side. No good.
Shove is the correct term on that. That was off the shoulder.
They've all been that way. It's stolen away there as they tried to force it in to a three. Centers gets a steal. She's picked up a dribble. Now they get it to Cottle. She's kind of the calming force on this offense for Powell County. Back over to Centers. Back to Cottle, who's got it to jump circle. French up at the top of this.
They're leaving Romans wide open if she wants the three.
Centers now to Cottle. Cottle gives it up to Strange. Strange over to Centers. Out of the corner they go to Reed. Reed up top, Romans.
She thought about it.
She wanted to. She picked it up to give it back to Romans. She shows one up from this left side. It's off the mark, no good. Rebound comes off to Crouch. Cottle nearly got it there for the Lady Pirates.
Opportunity here this last 2 minutes of the quarter. Try to stretch this lead out and go in with a comfortable lead at the half.
French gets it on left wing. Back to Barrett up top. Barrett to Norris to Crouch. Turn around from the foul line. Up, no good. Rebound comes off to Reed of foul counting.
She was so wide open. She turned and looked and hesitated too much. Just go on and shoot it. We've talked about that all year.
Back the other direction. Missed the shot. Barrett gets the rebound.
On a side note, Barrett seems to be wearing her new Christmas tennis shoes that her brother got her. That's what social media does for you now.
Norris three up, no good. Rebound comes off the Centers and Freed.
It'll be her third.
At least it'll be a whistle for a third.
You can't foul there in that situation.
Josie Reed's going to come in for Bath County.
And she has two as well. So Reed and French both on the floor with two. Bath back into the, I guess you could call it a 1-1, 2-1.
Does that mean Norris is going to be our,
one, three,
our bottom?
One. Yep. Puts her on the, so she's got to go baseline to baseline. So, again, Powell was getting easy baskets off us earlier, and they've gone away from that. And then Romans is going to chuck it. And
she three, she's finally dialed it in.
You knew one was finally going to go in, eventually.
29-25, Bath County on top by four. Barrett back the other direction. 71 seconds left to go in the half. Barrett on that left wing.
Sorry, Powell stealing this 2-3. Good ball movement, and
Crouch is going to say fouled on the floor.
I'll call a foul. That's Roman's second foul.
So Norris will look to trigger.
Centers back in. Like Roman's going to the bench with those two fouls. I'm going to pick up that third one before the half.
So Beth kind of gets it into Barrett. She comes dribbling in. Was going to make a move and almost lost the basketball.
She was too quick for the ball there that time.
That's French three from left side's up. Rolls in. 32-25. Bethany back on top by seven.
What do you call that? The Wheaties shot? I was all iron?
Yep. So give it out on the right wing with Cottle. She gives it up. Gets it right back, though. So get it to Centers, back to Napier, back over to Cottle. Cottle stops, pop just inside the arc.
Well, you can't give her a crease whatsoever. You gamble on that and then give her a wide open jump shot. That gives her, I think I've got her for 15 and a half. Her and Ashton are going, I think Ashton, I got her for 16. So there you go.
Blow for blow.
That's what we knew was what we was going to see tonight. So Bath definitely going to hold it for the last shot here.
Barrett. Had the ball poked away up top by Cottle. If 8 seconds, she was going to make her move.
That's probably not a bad foul there because, you know, you're not in a bonus. You're not shooting free throws, so it makes Bath start over again. But I don't think you want Cottle being the one to commit that foul because you don't want to get her.
It was only her first, though. That's a good thing. Barrett sees a crease. She pops a three. Off the mark, no good. Long kicking rebound. It's going to go out of bounds with 1.8.
From here, from this angle, it looked good, but kicked off to the right.
So Romans is going to come back in.
Gordon in for Bailey, so she's going to pick up her third here on this defensive possession.
They go with a long throw.
Uh-oh.
Romans gets
it. Got a look.
Three up, no good.
It was online.
It sure was. 32-27 is our halftime score. Bath County leading Powell County here this evening here at the half. Davey's going to work on getting some stats put together from her first half of play.
We're going to use this opportunity to go back studio here, word from some sponsors. You're listening to Bath County Lady Cat Basketball right here on WKCA. Return courtside in a couple of minutes.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Have you found the home of your dreams, the car you just can't go without, or maybe have a new business idea? I'm Hayden Price at the Citizens Bank in Owingsville. Every day we help business owners and people like you get money for the things that they want and need. If you've got something in mind, give me a call at 674-6331 or my cell phone, 606-210-0293. We're here to help you. The Citizens Bank, Main Street, Owingsville, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
The unsung hero of the game is sponsored by Schwartz Mowing Company Incorporated, an established right-of-way maintenance company located in Olympia, Kentucky. They provide the right-of-way industry with quality service and the equipment and manpower to get the job done under the toughest conditions. Line clearing, mowing, tree removal, canopy removal, and herbicide vegetation control are some of the services they provide. For more information, call 606-674-2971 or their website, schwartzmowing.com.
Welcome back here, Bath County. Lady Cats enjoying a 5-point halftime advantage, 32-27 over the Lady Pirates of Powell County. Being entertained by the dribbling squad here at Powell County. And some of these little kids can dribble now.
Yes, they can. Looks like Extreme is their name. Looks like.
I don't know if they can shoot, but they can dribble.
Boys and girls, both, all ages. Really neat.
Some of the little kids, they were dribbling and literally had the ball between their legs and keeping the dribble going by, you know, what do they call that, spider?
The spider dribble, yeah.
And
takes me back.
The little fellow, the ball was about half as big as he was, but he was getting it.
Takes me back to the days when I had Taylor McKenna doing the dribble and all the other kids. We had a good time.
And, you know, that's something that, you know, talking with some of our middle school coaches, and I was talking to Ashley Wells just the other day, and she says, you know, we really got to work on getting the fundamentals.
You can't teach fundamentals enough, and you can't start them early enough either. So, real quick on your stats, these are very unofficial. I'm trying to knock the rust off myself since being off for Christmas break, but for Powell, they were 10 of 21 overall from the field for 48%, 1 of 8 from three-point line for 12.5%. I had them for 9 of 13 in the two-point land for 69%, which, you know, Cottle went 6 of 7 from the field inside the arc. So, you know, they were shooting the ball well. And at the free throw line, they were 6 of 10. Again, they were leading scoring. I have Cottle with 15 points. Lady Cats, 14 of 28 overall, 50%. 3 of 8 from three-point line, 37.5%. 1 of 2 from the free throw line for 50%. And we are led in scoring by Ashton Barrett with 16 points. I have us with 7 turnovers, and I have Powell County with 8. Again, that's unofficial. I'm trying to knock the rust off, but not a great first half, but it wasn't bad. I mean, 32 points, 32-27, a lot of points put on the board. Considering it seemed like the offenses were kind of sluggish there for a bit, but I think we got the matchup we thought we were going to get between Ashton and the Cottle girl. They both are going head-to-head, so everybody knows what's going on now. You know, Fareed had a really good first half with 10 points. It was 5 of 7 from the field there around the block. Kaylee Crouch gave her some good looks, and she made the most of it, putting the ball in the hole. So that's a big help right there.
You know, when you watch basketball, and we're getting to see a lot of Bath County basketball. The other night, the boys, they played a pretty good Bluegrass United squad. And the one thing that really stuck out was against the zone, Bath County was working to get the ball to the foul line. That, you know, you hear coaches holler, you know, get to the middle of the floor. And having a player that's able to be at that foul line, like on our boys' side, Montana Brashear, or Kaylee Crouch on our girls' side, that can turn around and hit that jumper.
Yep.
It opens up so many things, because Brashear was able to do that the other night. He hit a couple of shots from the foul line and elbows extended, you know, so to speak. They would have to collapse on him, and it was leaving our post players wide open in, on down low. So
definitely would like to see Kaylee take this shot more often, especially if she starts making it. That's going to make that center pull out. It's going to give Freed even more chances if Kaylee misses to get the rebound to put it back in. So,
or be there when they do collapse on her for her to dump it down and put it right in her hand.
Exactly.
But, you know, that's just so important. Just, you know, when you watch these, and, you know, even telling my son, because he went to that game and watched it, I said, did you notice that? And he said, yeah. He said, it made it so much easier on the guy down low. And I said, yeah. When you think they're not watching, they are.
Yep.
I thought he had his nose in the phone half the time, but apparently he was paying attention.
That's the thing. You never know when they're watching. That's what you got to be careful about, when they're watching and when they're listening.
Absolutely. As far as checking with the jury here at halftime, Matt Cunningham had to stay out of foul trouble. I don't know that we really did that as well. Barrett stayed out of foul trouble, so to speak, but it was the others that were committing the crime tonight.
Yeah.
Got three fouls on Fareed, two on French, two on Josie Reed. And Bath County can ill afford to lose really any of those. We just don't have that depth.
Exactly. Then, yeah, you're right.
As far as rebounding, I thought they did a pretty good job against this Bath County squad. Bath County was getting a lot of offensive rebounds.
I thought they were doing a really good job attacking the board on the offensive end, getting some putbacks.
Defensive rebounds. Bath County was getting some second and third chance opportunities.
Yeah.
So, but going to have to tighten that one up just a little bit as well. But, you know, I think overall in that first half, you know, Bath County looked pretty good. You
can
tell that there was some rust on them.
A little rust, a little bit, yeah.
But, you know, that happens when you take a little bit of break. And, but, you know, this Bath County squad, I think Coach Collier will get them kind of lined out for this second half.
Yeah.
Speaking of getting lined out, that rugged and reliable affordable Workmaster compact tractor is now available in 25 horsepower. Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling introduces the Workmaster 25 from New Holland. It's made to last with the big tractor backbone, heavy-duty internal components, and a fuel-saving three-cylinder engine. You'll enjoy comfortable seating, great visibility, and best of all, a price that's easy on the wallet. Learn more about the Workmaster 25 today at Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling. As Bow County has made it out, it's always interesting to see how teams, you know, come out into halftime. Bath County obviously coming out, loosening up, getting some shots up. How can I come out and sit on the bench?
I always wanted my teams to come out and get the blood flowing. You've been in that locker room, you've gotten cold and stiff. Come out at least a couple shots. And, we always get in the layup line, get the blood flowing. Like I say, Powell just walked out and sat on the bench, so we'll see what happens. But
you just don't know how they'll respond. You don't know how players respond sometimes. Everybody takes criticism differently. And each coach has their own style as well. But I kind of like you. I think let's get them moving and let's get them ready to go.
Yeah, exactly. So
looks like Bath County's going to go with their original starting five. You got Crouch, Fareed, Norris, French, and Barrett out on the floor.
Pal doing the same with Cottle, Reed, Strange, Roman, and Centers.
And when I say Romans, heaves it at the basket.
She puts it
literally from her shoulder and pushes up.
And the thing is, it always scares me about that, is, you know, a lot of times that shot goes in and you can't leave them open too often. You know, she did make that one three-pointer, so, she did put up seven of them, so hopefully she stays kind of cool from there. Didn't have the clock set there. There we go.
He thought it was, and it was still counting down. Yeah. He got excited.
He's ready to go. They're going to run and jump. I thought I saw that coming.
And they do. Crouch comes up and steal, finds Barrett. She catches it, lays it up the other end. You called it, Coach.
Good defensive call right there by Coach Collier. Caught Powell off guard. The girl was kind of open in the middle, but she threw it late. Crouch was able to get the steal.
Is that lazy pass we were talking about?
Their passes are not very crisp.
Centers has it, dribbles over to the right wing, throws it down baseline. She tries to throw a bullet out to Romans. It goes out of bounds. A little wide left. So Bath County's Norris will inbound. Three-quarter court to Barrett. No pressure, so she just walks across the timeline. She has it between the circles. Napier coming up. I don't know that she's got the fleet of foot to be able to keep up with Barrett.
I don't think she's the one to be guarding Barrett. That's
Romans comes up. So they get it to Norris. She puts a little floater up in the lane. No good. Cottle gets a rebound. She comes back the other direction.
She's going all,
it all the way in, kicks it over to Centers. Centers forces one up on the baseline, no good, but gets her own board put back up, no good. Gets it again, throws it away as Barrett comes up with the steal. She looks up, finds French. French left-handed layup, lays it in. 36-27. Escotto back the other direction for Powell County, leaves it off for Centers. So get it out to Romans. Now to Reed out on that left side. Over to Romans on the right side. Deep three is up. It's off the mark. No good. Norris comes down with a rebound for Bath County. But they're going to say there was a pushing foul. That's going to be on Cottle, number two for her. First of the half and first of this quarter for Powell County.
Good start for this half for Lady Cats. Good opportunity to get some distance here on the scoreboard. We're up by nine right now.
Norris is out on that right wing. I thought she was going to be open for a second, but Centers kind of drifted out. Now they get it to French.
Powell trying to play some type of matchup zone.
So get it out to Crouch out on that right wing. Crouch looks, throws it to Norris. Now to French in the left corner. Inside to Free. Free goes with a drop step.
She walks.
She traveled with it. Changed pivot foot.
Yep.
Pivot foot.
Romans did a good
job on the bottom of the post with the Cottle. It's Cottle. Gets Romans back to Cottle, cleans her shoes, and come back the other direction.
Powell needs a bucket here. They've yet
Romans
to score this half.
Out wide on this right side.
There.
Gives it to Centers. Over to Cottle. Cottle dribbles in, puts a shot up. It's partially
like it's
deflected. Barrett throws a bullet in the front court to French. French over to Norris. Back to French. Three right sides up. Good.
Nothing but the bottom of the net.
39-27. 5:42.
Good start for the Lady Cats here. Timeout for Powell County.
Left to go in the third. It's Lady Cats celebrate as they get a timeout called. 5:39 left to go here in the third quarter. 39-27, Bath County leads. Back in 1 minute. Right here on WKCA.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Parish Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Parish Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Parish Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
All of us at Richardson Funeral Home know that losing a loved one is never easy, and we are often left lost and confused. Richardson Funeral Home is here to provide guidance and support when you need it most. Richardson Funeral Home is multi-generational and has served families since 1952, starting with Randolph Richardson. The staff at the Richardson Funeral Home, Kathy, Jenny, Gary, Crystal, Noah, and Ernie, look forward to serving our community that we love for many years to come. A tradition of excellence will continue. 121 East Main Street in Owingsville.
.39 left to go here in the third. 39-27. Bath County leads Powell County here in this girls matchup. As Romans will look to inbound.
Good start for the Lady Cats on a 7-0 run to start this half.
They get to the Centers. She bounces it to Reed on this near side. Back over to Centers. She's got it between the circles. They find Cottle, top of the key. Cottle, step back, shot up, no good. Crouch with the rebound. Gets it over to Norris. She finds Barrett. Barrett gets it across the timeline. Dribbling with it in the jump circle. Throws it over to French on the right wing. Now to Norris. To Crouch at the foul line. Down low to Freed. And that's knocked away. Cottle comes up with the steal. Cottle goes all the way down. And it's going to be a foul. Center's a little slow getting up and coming down the court.
I have two on Ashton.
Yep. Free throw up. Good.
Cottle trying to get back in the groove like she was in the first half. we've kind of taken her out of her game.
Chance cut it to 10 here. Free throw up, no good. 11-point backhand lead. Crouch with the rebound, finds Barrett. Barrett weaves her way in the front court, running one-hander up and good.
And then stop the ball. When you can get to the paint that quickly, Hal had four girls back and nobody stopped the ball. That's the most important thing on the floor is the ball.
So get it cobbled down low. She puts up a shot, no good. Faree claims a rebound for Bath County. Turns, finds a guard in Barrett. And she will bring Bath County back the other direction.
Good defense by Kaylee Crouch, and they're going to call double dribble. I don't think she did, but it looked like it. That's the thing. It looked like it.
Well, I already said it. Coach, she didn't need to, though. She didn't count.
So,
she did.
That's what Coach Collier is trying to tell the official here. It's like, it wasn't my call.
I didn't think she did, but again, it looked funny.
It was awkward looking. Yeah. So.
He was kind of behind the play.
Centers back over to Cottle on the right wing. Steps up. Shot short. Rebound off to Bath County's Barrett.
As hot as she was in the first half, she's as cold in the second half.
Norris wide open. Gives it right back to Barrett. Barrett runs in.
Nice
dumps
look.
It over to Freed. Puts it up and in for two.
Nice look by Ashton there.
Barrett looks like she's been watching a little bit of Reed Shepard dumping that ball off like there. So give it up. The center, she comes driving in, goes into Fareed's body. Fareed goes to the floor.
This will be her fourth.
That's going to be four on Fareed.
At first, I thought he was going to call a charge, and I was like.
These girls don't like playing zone. They have to do it.
So what Coach Collier does here.
Foot center back at the line. She missed her first two. She started the game off the air ball at the free throw line.
It was a little long. No good. Freed's going to check out. Josie Reed's going to check in. So, second free throw up. That one's good. 43-29. Bethany with the lead and the basketball. So he gives it back to Barrett, and Barrett will bring him into front court. A little 2-2-1 half-court trap. As it knocks it and steals away from Barrett, or from French. Cottle takes it and lays it up.
Bailey turned her back on the defense there. Now they're going to a 2-2-1 half-court trap defense. Good look there.
Barrett takes it, goes up, shot.
We call a charge.
It's good, but she charged first.
It's her third. Got to be careful there. That's her third. I don't think it was. I thought the girl was moving, but again, when you're out of region.
That's what they're giving. Call them charge.
It's her third. Now, Ashton's really got to be careful. 3.5 to go here in the third quarter.
And she aggressive. She plays on the defensive side of things. She's the top of the 1-1-2-1. Connell takes it all the way to the rack. She goes with a running shot and lays it up.
Now she's starting to get hot.
Barrett bounces over to Norris, to French on the right side. French gives it out to Norris, to Barrett on the left side, to Reed. Corner threes up, no good. Romans claims the rebound.
Might have been a little early for Reed to put the ball up. She just come into the ball game.
Cottle has it back tipped away from her by French into the hands of Barrett. Barrett outraces everybody, goes up, lays it up and in.
Again, they didn't stop the ball. Nice defense by the Lady Cats there. Stop that little pal run.
Cottle with the dribble. Dribbles over to the right wing. Gives it off. Romans launches a three.
Again, eventually you know it's going to go. They're making a little run.
Coach Collier calls for a timeout. 2:29 left to go here in the third. Bath County's lead's been trimmed to 9. Back in 1 minute.
It's a brand new year, and Bath Ace Hardware is proud to bring you Bath County Sports. They strongly support our young people and thank you for your support of their store and their products. They offer tried and true brands such as Craftsman, Steel, Fieldtreat, Milwaukee, Traeger, Sherwin-Williams, and popular Ace brands. And check your Bath County Ace Hardware flyer each month for special deals. Come visit today, located on Water Street in Owensville. And always remember,
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
I made a deal so sweet.
So sweet, so sweet.
You know it could have been some hard.
Terry McCarty. Come and see me for a sweet deal at Dutch's.
Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling. And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
As Bath County swings around the horn, so to speak, as Reed's got it in the left corner, needs some help. Nearly knocked away. They get it over to Barrett's hands. Barrett now being chased.
Double teaming her.
To get over to French, three right sides up, no good. Reed with the long kicking rebound finds Barrett out on the left wing. Barrett trying to calm things back down. Back over to Reed. Reed to Norris. Norris over to French. Bontu's up, in and out, no good.
Good skip pass there. I know the basket didn't fall, but that was a good skip pass.
Reed comes up the rebound for Powell County. Injury update from Broderick Moore. Mallory Cox was cleared to return today to full practice. Will be returning to play hopefully next Friday against Menifee if practices go well for the next week.
That's really good news. And let's hope Romans doesn't get hot. And then here she's hit two threes, back-to-back threes.
So 45-39. Lead has been trimmed to six. Norris over to French. Back to Norris. Then we're going to have a bump of a foul, a little cheapy over there.
That's on centers. That'd be her first. Ed Cottle, I guess, gave her a little bit of breather, but she's back on the court. And now we're going to see Natalie Ratliff for the first time. Pals picked up their defensive pressure. Yeah, seventh grader on the road.
Barrett, double-teamed and bumped up top.
That's all body.
Emily Reed.
That's her second. What I have. So it's what's on the board as well. So
we'll take it. So throw it in the backcourt to Barrett.
Bad gamble by her.
Barrett.
Ooh.
Oh, I thought she extended that arm.
That could have gone either way. If she hadn't, Sinners hadn't reached, she might have got a charge there. If that had been Ashton's fourth, that would not have been.
So get it in the backcourt to Barrett, throw it over her head, but she's able to go get it before it goes out of bounds. 105 left to go in the quarter. Bath County leads it by six. They find French, throw it to Norris. Norris kicks it over to this near side Krause. Three's up. It's no good. French gets a rebound and steps out of bounds. There she was flirting with that baseline.
The three looked good from Kaylee. It looked on the line just a little bit long.
I have no problem with her pulling that.
Nope, I do not. I'm glad she shot it quick.
I just hope that doesn't deter her from trying it next time.
Exactly.
Cottle will come back with her team trailing by six. Chance to make it a one-possession game with a made three here. Gets it over to Roman. She's been hot from behind the arc. A three is launched up over here. No good as it was missed. Norris with the rebound to Barrett. Barrett back the other direction. Spins it to the paint. A little scoop shot up. No good. French rebound put back. No good. Crouch rebound put back. No good. And there was finally a foul. So Crouch goes to the line for two. Maybe she can see it go through the hoop, get her confidence going.
Be a big help. Need to get some points out of her tonight. She's played well.
Crouch, couple free throws to the deck. It's up. Good. Just climbed over the front of that rim. Crouch, second free throw on its way. That was good. 47-39, back on top by eight.
Who did give that last foul on Powell? I think I forgot to mark it down.
I don't remember.
Because
there were so many down there, I didn't pay attention.
I was trying to catch up with all the shots we got up.
That happens. Crouch throws it down low to Ratlin.
It wasn't a good angle from there.
And that's what Coach Collier's telling Crouch. You know, it's okay. I don't mind the pass, but need a little better angle to make it. Scottle back the other direction. Working against French. Lost the handle on French.
Good defense by Bailey French there.
5 seconds. Barrett, four, three. And they're going to say she double dribbled with it.
Oh, double dribble.
3.1 seconds. So Powell County will inbound.
Ashton said so she won't get her pick up her fourth.
Get it in. You get it to Cottle. 2 seconds into the corner. Roman
still
hot. The buzzer, no good. Off top of the backboard. So we played three quarters of basketball here at Powell County. It's Bath County Lady Cats 47, Lady Pirates of Powell 39. Back to the fourth and final quarter in 1 minute right here on WKCA.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
Professional, caring, and affordable. If that doesn't describe the health care your family receives, then you need to visit Sterling Healthcare today. Significant savings for qualified patients, friendly faces, and financial assistance to make services very affordable. These are just a few ways that make Sterling Healthcare the choice for your family's healthcare. I'm Tina Bryant, Chief Executive Officer for Sterling Healthcare, and I invite you to check us out today at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686.
Bath County leads after three quarters of basketball here at Powell County. As it will be Bath County ball to start this fourth and final quarter. Foul updates. Fareed's got four and on the floor. Barrett's got three and on the floor.
Bailey's on the bench with three. Bailey's on the floor with three as well. I saw her in the middle there.
Norris tries to dump it inside to Fareed. It's stolen away. Cottle comes back the other direction. Takes it all the way down.
That's going to be Ashton's fourth.
Picking up her fourth on a reach in.
She just has to let her go there. That's not a very smart play. Just let her go.
All right.
And it's going to make this last 7:47 very interesting.
Cottle makes the free throw.
Is he going to leave her in with four?
I'd almost take her out.
He turned around and looked at the bench like, he's looking again. He's turned around and walked back.
Caught a 1-2 in that exchange. Barrett gets the rebound. 7:45 left to go. Long pass in the front court. Norris drives. Shot up, no good. Gets her own board. Goes up, misses again. Gets it again. Goes up again. No foul called. Finally, Centers clears it out of there. Gives it to Cottle. Cottle comes back the other direction. Barrett really couldn't do much.
Nope.
Makes it a five-point game, 47-42, 7:25 left to go in the ball game. Smart move on Cottle.
She knew to attack her right away. Again, this 2-2-1 half-court defense is giving Bath a little problems.
Norris open three, left corner's off the mark, no good. Cottle with the rebound. She's off to the races the other direction, goes down, crouch, goes up straight with her, misses it. Rebounding foul.
That's a good defense by Kaylee right there. Forced her to make Cottle go up with her left hand.
This foul's going to be on Bath County.
Norris. That's her first, Todd. Can you believe this?
Yeah.
Now, Josie Reed's going to come in for Ashton. You had to take her out. I know he didn't want to, but you had to because it.
So get it down low to Roman. She gets her shot up. Misses it though. That kind of clears the rebound.
Wild and crazy shot there by Romans.
French to Norris to Crouch. Crouch thought about 3C.
Good take though.
But takes it. Oh. Misses it. Thought she was going to get her own board, but it goes out of bounds. She couldn't haul it in. That's exactly what Coach telling her. You know, go up, go up.
Good take. Just wasn't able to finish.
Cottle gets in. Ball, she kicked out of bounds. Good defense there from Fareed there at the end.
She tried to do too much dribbling there. She knows that Ashton's out, and she thought she could get through there.
French gets it in the front court.
And I'm sure they expect a lot out of her, and she puts a lot on her shoulders to try to carry this team.
Cottle to Norris. Norris up top to French. Over to Reed on the right side. Now to Fareed at the foul line. She turns, tries to hit French. Cottle comes back the other direction. Crouch trying to defend, but able to finish was Cottle. 47-44, 6:12 left to go.
You knew Pat was going to make a run at some point.
French with it between the circles, back over to Norris. Skips it over to Reed. Reed takes it in.
Good
goes
take.
Up, shot.
No good.
Rebounds pulled down by Romans to Cottle. Cottle with numbers, 3-on-2, takes it all the way to the right block. And she charged.
Oh.
I believe that's 3 on her.
Yes, it is. That's her third.
So Reed inbounds, gets it inbound on her, gives it back to French. Reed's got it out on the left side. Turns, gives it over to Norris. 3, left corner is up. No good. Rebound comes off. Crouch gets it in the corner. Throws it up top. Reed bump, goes to the floor. Still going around. Center's on the floor now. Now they find Cottle. Cottle working against Norris to the right block. Norris with a block. Comes up with the ball. Comes leading out. Throws it to French in front court. French with it between the circles. Back over to Norris. To the right side, they go to Crouch. They're going to say Norris traveled with it.
She kind of slid that one foot, but I don't.
I thought she planted the one.
I thought she had the one planted, the other one slid. Again, kind of looked like a walk.
But once again, we're so far up and up in these rafters, things to us may not be as they appear. It's kind of like, you know, reading that on the rearview mirror.
Yeah.
Objects may appear closer. These may have. As they're going to get Crouch for that, bailing out Cottle.
Don't know about that, but again, that's one of those calls where they know that Cottle's their best player.
Free throw up and good from Cottle. 5:05 left to go in the ball game. 2 points.
This has turned into a ball game down to one.
1 point. So we got a timeout or a stoppage of play.
It's Strange back in, going to give Cottle a breather because she's got 3 fouls. So now
Baskin's got a score.
So we bring Ashton onto the court. Now the Cottle has stepped off. A little tit for tat here. So you set your best player. I'm going to bring my best player and try to get a bucket here. That Bath needs a bucket bad right here.
We've got to score this possession.
Yes.
French to Norris. The free turn.
Nice,
hook up.
Nice
look. Good.
Nice turn and look. Nice pass by Jerrica. She was falling backwards. Almost could have been a walk call there.
Surprised it wasn't.
So now we're just
over to Romans. 3 from the right side's up for the ties there.
Goodness.
49s. 4:38 left to go.
She is 4-12 from 3-point land.
I smell popcorn.
Yep, I do too.
Norris, corner 3. In and out, no good. Long kicking rebound comes off. Centers, saves it in.
Nice hustle by Rita
Powell. Now Romans, she's got it down on that right wing. Picked up her dribble, needs some help. Gives the centers at half court. Centers comes dribbling. Gives it back over to Romans. Heaves the 3
she's
up on the right
it.
Side, and
she's
it's good.
It.
52-49, 4:05 left to go. Powell County on top. It's the first time Powell County's had the lead since the first quarter early on.
30-second timeout. Coach Collier is not happy with his defense there. Not getting out on.
On Romans.
She is 5-for-13 from 3-point land. They have only shot 16 threes, and she has shot 13 of the 16. I mean, even Cottle's only shot 2. Cottle shot a bunch of 2-point field goals. So, as our good man Jeff Ray would say, this
good
is
old
a
good.
Good old good.
No, I guarantee he's probably sitting back right now with that L8 in his hand listening.
I know he's I'd say he's to the glass of milk and a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Well, he's done already had all his cookies. Christmas
is
over
right.
with. So Bath County will inbound, full length of the court to go. Barrett gives it back to French. Now to Norris. Norris will come dribbling in the front court to Barrett on the left wing. She turns, throws it over to Crouch. Crouch kicks it out to French, and it's knocked out of bounds by Cottle.
Another trip again where we need a bucket here.
Barrett directing traffic, gets Norris to go in the backcourt to get the pass from French. Norris bounces over to Crouch on the right wing. She turns into French's hands to Norris. Norris drives in over to Crouch. Wide open shot, right side's up. Good.
Good shot right there. Good look. Good pass by Jerrica. And
Cuts the Powell lead to one.
Kaylee shot that one with confidence. Cottle's back in the game.
Cottle gives it up. The Romans. Could have been a legal pick there.
Could have been a lot of things called there.
I thought Rice was on the move there the whole time. Cottle comes driving in. Ball gets knocked loose. Romans catching three. Left side's up, no good. Norris with the rebound.
She shot that one pretty quick.
They throw it to Barrett, and then trying to jump in there with centers to get that steal and couldn't. Loses it out of bounds. We have a turnover to Bath County.
Lady Cats got lucky on that one right there.
So Norris will inbound. Gets it to French. They're going to come up, try to trap her. Barrett throws it over to Crouch. Crouch.
If you're going to go up
there. Needs some help. Oh, I thought centers collided with her, but obviously not. McCottle has it knocked away by French. Gives it to Barrett. Those two are on the floor. Barrett back the other direction. Comes driving in, and that's going to be five. Oh! Oh! They're going to call it foul on Rice. Rice was kind of in a bad spot.
Yeah, she was moving.
She extended that arm.
Yeah. From his angle, he couldn't see that Ashton come up, but the girl was moving.
So Bath County calls a timeout to talk about it. 2:45 left to go. 1-point ball game. We'll return here in 30 seconds. Right here on WKCA.
This is Robert Pruitt.
And I'm Megan Morton with the Owingsville Banking Company. We want to wish the Wildcats, Lady Cats, band, and cheerleaders good luck for the 2023-2024 Bath County basketball season.
Come visit us for your financial needs at the historic Owings House on Main Street in Owingsville, to our branches at the Miller Shopping Plaza and Bethel Branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Powell County leads Bath County 52-51, 2:45 left to go in this ballgame. Bath County had led all the way up until the 4:38 mark when they tied it up at 49.
Yep.
Then Powell took their first lead since 7:17, or since 7 minutes left to go in the first quarter at 4:05 mark. Bath County has clawed back within 1 point.
Got a chance to take the lead back here on this possession.
So Bath County will be looking to inbound. Norris to do the honors.
Powell in a 2-3 zone this time. Now they're going to
they give it to Crouch. Throws it to Norris on the baseline.
A lot of
finds Crouch cutting in. She kicks out the Barrett. Threes up, in and out. No good.
Big
French
rebound.
Her putback, no good.
No foul called her. Wow.
French looks like she took one to the head. So Bath County will inbound underneath their own basket. 2:31 left to go. Norris do the honors, gets it to French on the right side. Out to Freed. Long two is up, in and out. Back in. Bath County leading it by 153-52.
She knew where she was on the court. Three-pointer would have been huge there, but we'll take the bucket.
Cottle gets around French up top.
Nice look.
Throws it down low. They kick it back out to Cottle. Cottle weaves her way into the paint. Shot up, no good. Rebound comes off. Barrett's got it for Bath County. She's double-teamed, comes dribbling out of there with it. Bath County with numbers. Barrett in the front court finds Norris. Norris, one dribble down, shot up, no good. And they say she traveled with it. I might disagree with that.
I'm just going to say that there has been some interesting calls and interesting non-calls in this game tonight. Let's just leave it at that. It's maybe AI is calling this game. Artificial intelligence. They got out on Romans that time.
I thought you was talking about Iverson. Bath County French really got that one.
The original AI?
Yeah. The OG.
The OG. Well, I just got a score update. Bethlehem beat Fort Knox 105-6.
Wow. Cottle threes up, no good. Norris to the rebound, finds Barrett.
And the reason I get that score, there's two girls that play on that team that are kin to the Swartzes from home. Chris got me on them.
And they're going to say that's an over and back there. I thought it was deflected.
That ball was not deflected, no.
Barrett was trying.
Yep.
I thought the umpires actually tipped. We'll take that call.
So Lady Pirates looking to inbound. They get it to Cottle. She's got it at half court, gets it into front court to the right wing, still with her dribble. 121 left to go. Gets it up to Romans out on that left side. Now to Reed. Back to Romans. Catch and shoot. Three is up. Bouncing no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Should be going off the hands. I thought it was off Grouch, but they're going to say it was the Lady Pirate touched it last.
That was a good look by Romans. Again, she seems to be shooting a little quick now that she hit those, what, two or three in a row?
Yep.
So now Powell's going to extend their defensive pressure to full court now that they're behind.
Norris over to Barrett. Barrett gets it to half court, throws it in the front court to French. French finds Fareed. Thought about the three, but didn't
Carter
take it.
Carter thought him and said, take it out, take it out.
Barrett with it.
Time and score. Norris. Time and score.
Back to Barrett. Back over to Norris. Now to Crouch. To Fareed at the foul line. Fareed goes to make a move towards the basket. She's fouled.
Cottle knows that they have to foul, but she's not the one that needs to be fouled. That's her fourth.
So both of the star guards for each team now has four personals.
That was the popcorn you smell.
That's right.
He has a tray full.
I thought he was going to give us some, but he just kept walking by. Over to Norris, now to Crouch. Crouch throws it inside, trying to get it free. It's tipped out of bounds. It's
lucky
the Bath County ball.
They're lucky that ball got tipped because Cottle had the steal on that. The interception. It's the DB right there. She
that was a pick two, wasn't it?
She was headed there. She knew she had it and was headed the other direction.
So Norris gets it into French. Gives it over to Barrett. Barrett over to Norris. Now to French. Back to Barrett. As they foul Barrett now, does Reed.
It's her fourth.
So 26 seconds left to go. So Cottle's going to check out. It's going to be replaced by Emma Rice.
A little offense-defense switch up here because he doesn't want Cottle to get her fourth. He needs Cottle on the floor.
So they get it to French in backcourt. She gets in the front court, finds Barrett. Coach calling foul, foul, foul. So 21.9.
Foul on centers. I have her for three, so... This will be Ashton's first trip to the line tonight. We've only shot, when she gets off, two, four, six free throws.
So a couple dribbles to the floor for Barrett. First free throw on its way. It's long. No good.
Now he gets Cottle back in the lineup. The worst you're going to be down now is two. So, I can say again, smell of popcorn. She needs to make this one here.
I'd rather smell diesel fuel because that means we're on our way home.
Exactly.
Barrett's second free throw up is good. 2-point lead.
Full timeout for the Lady Cats.
54-52. We're going to hold things right here. Davey, you have 21 seconds left to go. Your team's up by 2 points. If and when do you foul to keep them from getting a 3-point basket up to win the game? Do you go with that, or do you just play it out and let it roll how it rolls?
I think here you play it out. You need to extend your defense up to three quarters. I don't think you found us. Of course, I mean, they get across half court. Maybe they've killed a little time. Maybe foul if you know they're not going to shoot it because you're not in the bonus yet. You got one to give here. So maybe foul then and then make them reset and lose some more clock. But, you know, you got to be careful because, you know, Cottle has a habit of going straight to the basket and getting a shot up. And if you know, he says to foul and you foul and she's going up, she makes it and then gets an and one.
You're back in that same boat.
Back in the same boat. So you got to be careful here. Make them use as much time as they can. Getting it up, and I'm sure he's going to do whatever he can to keep the ball out of Cottle's hands. And you definitely don't want Romans to get set for a three.
Especially on this right side.
Yes.
She's done all of her damage from this right side.
She's been deadly right over in front of the bench, so keep her away from that.
You know, it's funny how you tend to have tendencies of where you shoot better on the floor.
And she made all three of them right there from that same spot. She's on this side, so Bailey's going to be the one to come up and make them use some clock.
So give it to Cottle. Token pressure. Cottle gets it all the way to the right wing.
Calls timeout.
Now he's going to set his offense with 16.5. So 16.5 left to go in the game. Bath County leading by two. Powell County basketball.
Now
be inbounding here in front of their bench.
Now does Collier change his defense?
You know, what's our foul situation? You got Barrett with four. You got
Barrett
Reed
has four. Fareed with four, and Reed, French, Crouch with two. So you definitely you don't
anybody,
want
anybody but Barrett and Freed to commit a foul if they have to.
Yeah, you know,
So, you know, Bath County. First off, they got to go for a steal.
I wouldn't be surprised if Coach Carter doesn't change his defense here, coming out of this, because you know he's drawn up a play for the 1-1-2-1 defense we've been playing. So,
do you come out and show that like that's what you're in, and then change it?
I would, and then I got a feeling he may trap on the first pass. It comes to a wing, could cause a quick turnover because you know we know how Powell's been with their passes tonight. They've been real soft. So they're going to do whatever they can to get Cottle the ball.
Cottle's got it.
Oh,
they're going to foul Barrett out.
That's her fifth.
That's the one player, if you're a Bath County, you don't want to see. That's her fifth. She's fouled out.
So
if this thing goes at overtime, when we were.
I thought Ashton had good position there.
He don't want to take that chance, though, this late in the ball game, in this situation.
I mean, she is your best on-ball defender, so you kind of had to.
Yeah.
So get it in to Cottle. Cottle had it knocked away. Looks down low, finds Romans. She has it blocked.
If that's Fareed, that's her fifth. So it's either Fareed or Crouch. We're going
and
to Crouch. That's good. That's our third.
And Crouch was jumping up and down like I had it clean, and it looked pretty clean up here.
This is Romans' first trip to the line, and she's an 80% free throw shooter.
So first free throw on its way for Romans, and it's good. Nothing at the bottom of the net. Bath County's definitely got a block out here. Romans' second one. In and out, no good for Reed with the rebound. She turns, and she's fouled, and that's Cottle.
She fouls out. So the two best players are out. This is going to be interesting. 7.9 seconds here, and it puts Fareed at the line, shooting two.
So my thinking on that, Spokane, was I'm not even sure.
So Fareed with a chance to make it a three-point game with two made free throws here. 7.9 left to go in the game. Of course, Coach Marion using all of his time.
He gets 20 seconds, and then take advantage of all of it.
Well, when you lose your floor general, you kind of got to do that.
Yes, he's got to figure out, now who's going to bring the ball up? Where we're going to, who you want to find now? You want to find Romans.
Freed makes the first one.
That looked good. Nothing but the bottom.
55-53. That's going to pull everybody off the line. Everybody back on defense. Freed second free throw up. Nothing but the bottom. 56-53. Freed stepped to the line and made them both. And, that's kind of one of those situations. You as a coach, you're looking there and you tell your player going to the line, when you make both of these, when you make this next one, you're not going, okay, if you miss, this is what we're going to do. You're giving them the mindset they're going to make both of them.
And she was shooting 40% from the line coming in. And both of those were just pure nothing but net. Like, she's been shooting 100% all year.
She looked like an 80% free throw shooter
she
there.
She had all the confidence in the world. Like I said, Romans was shooting 80%, and she hadn't missed very many free throws all year. She hadn't taken very many. She only taken 46 attempts. So now you got to find Romans, and now I would foul, put him at the free throw line.
I mean, you're under 8 minutes or 8 seconds. Excuse me.
Now you found him on the free throw line. Make them try to make one and miss the second, and then hope and pray that they get it. But again, Powell's philosophy may be, let's make both of them and let's pressure because, Ashton's not on the floor to help ball handling. Bailey French is, pretty much your primary ball handler now.
Bath County's going to come with three-quarter court pressure.
Now, again, who brings the ball up for Powell?
And it was kind of interesting because, all the girls had went back to the right side and nobody didn't realize that.
I think this is the advantage Bailey right here with the ball pressure on this on either any of these girls trying to have. See, they can't even get it in.
Center's looking, finally gets it in.
Now we got to do it again. Now we can't move.
Oh, coach got the timeout. Whew. 30-second variety right here. So a three-point Bath County lead, 56-53.
That cost him 0.9 seconds, and that cost him the spot on taking it out. It's going to make it even harder.
then you have to stay still. You can't move.
Can't move. That's what I'm saying. He's got
now do you put, like, Fareed down on the ball and make him throw over?
I would. Nope. He's saying he's just sitting here telling that she's got the whole baseline. He's saying she's got the baseline, which is interesting because they took time off the clock. It was 7.9, wasn't it?
Yep.
So it'll be interesting to see what this guy says down here to Coach Collier. What's he telling? And that coach didn't even ask to get the time put back up there. That'd been the first thing I'd looked at him. Yep, he's saying you got the baseline.
So I don't think he realized it.
Yep, we'll throw it out and then throw it back. Ooh, going long with it.
Ball stolen away by Reed. Reed on the floor. 2 seconds, 1 second. They finally come in. Call a jump ball. Possession in favor of Powell with 1.3.
I don't know if anybody has any timeouts left or not. The board says three, but I don't think that's right. That's been three the whole game. So now you get up and you guard Romans. Don't let her get open. I don't know anybody else.
Romans catches it, turns, even the buzzer, got the goals, no good. So we have finished the ball game here at Powell County this evening, and the Bath County Lady Cats come out with a squeaker of a win, 56-53, as they knock off the Lady Pirates of Powell County. Davey's going to work on getting some final stats put together. With the win, Bath County improves their record to 10-5 on the season. As I'm trying to find Powell County's record, I think it was
7-10. They go to 7-10.
Yep. So Powell County slips to 7-10. Let's get in that final score. Bath County 56, Powell County 53. We'll return back here courtside in a couple of minutes, right here on WKCA with Lady Cat Wrap Up.
If I told you adding BioReg Plus products to your feeding program would improve your livestock, would you believe it? It's true, and it's available at Southern States Owingsville Service. Use BioReg Plus products or BioReg Plus tubs to improve gut health and reduce stress. This improves your animal, not your feed. Efficient weight gain with reduced treatments and death loss means higher profit. Find out more at BioReg.com or at Southern States Owingsville Service, a farmer-owned cooperative since 1923.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
What's your favorite reason to stop by Shorty's Quick Stop on U.S. 60 east of Salt Lick? Is it because they have the best gas prices around? Or is it because of the weekday lunch specials? Or is it the full menu of sandwiches, salads, burgers, and pizza? Or is it the full breakfast menu every day? Whatever your reason, you can't go wrong when you stop in Shorty's Quick Stop on U.S. 60 east of Salt Lick across from the Mulch. Open 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekdays, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. Shorty's Quick Stop, where cheap gas and great food bring friends together.
This is Andrew Owens with the Michael R. Gray Funeral Homes. Sports teams know that success is not what you dream about. It's what you work for. That's our philosophy at the Michael R. Gray Funeral Homes. Every member of our team works hard, filling their individual roles so that our team can serve you and your family's needs during a most difficult time. You can check out our website at mrgfh.com or call 674-6345, and we can assist you with all your needs. We wish the Bath County Wildcats a great season from the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes.
Welcome back here, Powell County High School, William T. Orme Court. Group of senior relation to our Ormes from over in Bath County.
I don't know. It's a good question.
I would almost bet that there probably is some relation. Of course, Harold Neva, I don't know if he gave you your driver test or not, but he did mine.
Yeah.
Kind of a funny story. My grandfather...
He gave me the written test. I had a state trooper give me the...
Oh, he gave me my driving test. And, of course, my grandfather was Kenny Tackett, and Kenny Tackett was in Masonic Lodge with Mr. Orme, and he said, well, you tell him that he better not fail you. So I did what Grandpa told me to do. Mr. Orme said, you think that's going to make a difference? I was never more so nervous in my life. But I ended up passing and still driving to this day. Thanks to Gordy Barber. But Bath County Lady Cats get a big win here tonight. 56-53 in this one. And it was, you know, Free probably stepping to the line, hitting two of the biggest free throws of the night, giving the Lady Cats the three-point edge there as they had finally regained the lead back at 54-52, or actually 53-52 with 2:23 left to go. And Bath County hit another free throw with 21 seconds left to go, and the Free kind of iced it there with those two. You just hated to see everybody getting so many fouls. And then I thought Bath County was kind of sunk when Barrett went out. Then you looked up and Cottle went out for Powell County, and it's like, okay, now it's not for naught now. And
yep.
Then Bath County turned up the pressure, and Powell County didn't really have anybody else to kind of get the ball up the court. You could tell that they struggled. That's how we finished up this game, is Bath County on the defensive side of things, and that's something that Coach Collier's talked about all year, is getting his defense to help with the offense. I'm not going to try to make him come all the way up here if he doesn't want to. You know, I know he's been doing all that CrossFit. It might cut into that workout if he does that. I know you've worked hard on getting them stats.
So. I did the best I could. I'm off a point here, but this totals up. But it's close enough. So if you want official scoring numbers, you go to Kenny Williams on total points. But Bath County was overall 23 of 54 from the field for 42.5%, 4-6 from three-point land for 25%, 19 of 38 from two-point land for 50%, 6 of 8 from the free throw line for 75%. They were led in scoring unofficially with Ashton with 23, Freed with 18, French with 11, and Kaylee Crouch with 3. So that's when you can get 3 girls in the in double figures, that's a really, really good night. Powell was 23 of 46 overall, 50%, 5 of 20 from three-point line for 25%. All 5 of those Trinity Romans made, and 18 of 26 from two-point land for 69%, 12 of 20 from the free-throw line, 60%. And they were led in scoring by Cottle, who had 27, looks like by my book I had her with 27. And Romans had 15, 16, 17, 18, and she had the big missed free throw down the stretch there to cut Titus' ball game up. So, again, it's the ball game that we expected. The two leading scorers for Powell did their thing, 27 and 18, and then our two leading scorers got in double figures, and then we had a third with Fareed and her 18. So a really, really good ball game. You're always glad to walk away with a W, so...
You know, part of that goes, you know, Bath County's played some tough competition. You could definitely tell there was a little bit of cobwebs they were trying to get cleared out tonight. But Lady Cats haven't shied away from anybody all season. And, you know, that's kind of good. They've got some big matchups coming up. You know, next week they get in the district swing again. You've got Fleming. You've got Brown coming up. You've got Menifee doubleheader next Friday. So, Fleming Monday, Brown.
Tough stretch of the schedule here, so you got to be on your toes every night, and this hopefully it gives them a little confidence going into that stretch. West Jessamyn Friday night, for those who may not know it, they added that to the game, and then you got Lafayette at Lafayette, tough ball game, like saying, and three district games in a row. So
coach ain't afraid to make them go out and play.
No, and that's good. That's what they need this late in the season. So
absolutely. As far as your Ira Kilburn opening arguments, Bath County, I'm going to have to say they got off just by maybe a hung jury, because
yeah.
You know, they got in the foul trouble. Barrett fouls out, but they did rebound well. They did get back and play defense, and they allowed their offense to come from their defense. So, you know, like I said, I think it was a hung jury, but they were able to get away.
Exactly. I think you're right.
As far as your offensive player tonight, David, who you kind of liking in that one?
I'm going to have to go with Kyver Fareed on the offensive side of the ball tonight. Through 18 points, she played really well. Made the most of her opportunities down low. She was outsized, but still was able to make buckets. I mean, she was 8 of 10 from the field for 80%, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. So doesn't get any better than that right there. So
absolutely,
really, really good night for Fareed. Pardon me, but I do not have very good rebound numbers for girls tonight. So
We got caught watching.
And it's not the best angle up here. When you look down, you've got this window in the frame down here below. back home, you've got an open area, and I can still look over top of my glasses when I'm marking down. I couldn't do that here. So, but I'm going to go with Farid on the offensive.
As far as the defensive player of the name, game, I'm going to go out with the name of Bailey French.
Yep, that's a good call.
I thought she did really well, a lot of on-ball defending. I know Barrett usually kind of gets that nod, but, you know, her picking up those five fouls tonight, maybe her gambling got her a little bit more, but she got most of her fouls on the offensive side of things.
Bailey, you know, had to play a lot of that top of that zone defense that, that Coach Carter likes to play, and she did really well. Especially when Kyler wasn't out there, Bailey did a really good job of hounding those ball handlers and getting turnovers.
Absolutely. And as far as your unsung hero tonight, quite a few different Lady Cats could get that honor, but who are you liking in that role?
I think I'm going to go with Kaylee Crouch in that role tonight. She, even though she didn't put up, she did score 3 points, but I thought she did some good things on both ends of the court and was really pleased with how she did. Josie Reed did the same thing. And again, she didn't have, you know, points, but she gave us valuable minutes. Gordon, could you could throw her in there too because she played. And then even, you know, I don't know if Radloff thought on the way over here tonight that she would be on the floor tonight or not, but she got in the first half. But, you know, I thought it was all around a good effort. But, I think I give it to Kaylee tonight because she did some good things, especially in the first half, finding Fareed down low and making the extra pass.
And I'm going to side in with Kaylee, little Jerrica Norris.
Yep.
Jerrica, she was so much of a threat to shoot. She just couldn't get him online. No. But she was open. She was getting good looks. She wasn't afraid to take it. She was a safety valve getting the ball in
and
the front
court. And she only committed
so
one foul tonight.
Absolutely.
How about that?
And played hard.
Yes. Played real hard.
And as that's going to wrap up our broadcast from Powell County this evening as the Bath County Lady Cats pick up the win 56-53 over the Lady Pirates of Powell County. We're going to see about possibly picking up that game for Friday night, so keep tuned right here on WKCA. We'll let you know. As
if not, come out and watch these Lady Cats play. They play hard. They're entertaining bunch to watch play.
Absolutely.
Get you some popcorn from the concession stand.
If we don't get that game added on Friday night, our next broadcast is scheduled for Monday night as the girls will be returning back home taking on Fleming County. I think it's the girls.
I think, yeah.
Or the boys, one or the other, but definitely Monday night, home game.
Somebody will be on WKCA.
In the district, exactly. And so that's going to wrap things up for us tonight. I want to say a word of thanks to all of our sponsors. Of course, you, the listener. Hannah, great job back in the studio. I know
great
we ain't
job,
got
Hannah.
It started, but Hannah, you finished it up and brought us home.
The closer.
And for Davey Moore, I'm Todd Waits. Until the next broadcast, good night. So long, everyone.
You've been listening to Bath County Basketball on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com. Tonight's game brought to you by Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, Family Discount Drugs, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, your Scott Family McDonald's, Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Home, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the Owingsville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank, Powell Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, Shorty's Quick Stop, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owingsville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owingsville Service, Sterling Healthcare, and Swartz Mowing. Now more real country music coming your way on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com.